In a recent article in The Guardian, Tomas Pramusic, a professor at University College in London, wrote about what he terms the distraction economy, a technology-induced phenomenon which now has us using 4.4 hours of our supposed leisure time in front of screens. Our attention as consumers has become the holy grail for digital content marketers who, like modern-day alchemists, turn our precious mindshare into their own precious commodity, gold. But for whom? What are we giving up when we, myself included, so readily turn our limited downtime into screen time? In a commentary in the New York Times, author Tony Schwartz observes that more and more of us find ourselves unable to juggle overwhelming demands and maintain a seemingly unsustainable pace. Paradoxically, the best way to get more done may be to spend more time doing less. A body of research shows that our productivity and health can be improved by what he calls strategic renewal. Daytime workouts, short afternoon naps, longer sleep hours, and longer, more frequent vacations. Perhaps not surprisingly, market research conducted by The Y confirmed that people long for a chance to hit the pause button on theirs and their children's days. That's why if you step into a Y today, you will see plenty of space dedicated to the old-fashioned arts of unwinding, being with others, eating, and of course exercising. In that we are distinguished from other species largely due to our superior ability to think, this seems like a cause well worth fighting. I'm John Hoey, President and CEO of The Y of Central Maryland, for WYPR, your NPR news station.